This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As an anthropologist and naturopathic doctor, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body, balance, and inner badass, these are the themes we are exploring.
Before we jump into the interview, I want to invite you to join our free Facebook community, Legacy. If you want to be something amazing, you need to surround yourself with amazing people. The Legacy community is made up of badass women living, not leaving, but living our legacy every single day. We are leaders, parents, entrepreneurs, and innovators collectively committed to leaving the world better than we found it. My mission is to support the health and optimization of these badass superheroes, literally to places we never thought imaginable. If you are on a mission and get it, that your health is the key to your unlimited potential, then join us. We are super awesome. You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/BE Legacy. See you there.
So speaking of themes that make you a little bit more badass, there's something that we need to talk about, and that is time and energy. I feel like for this summer, I've had this consistent flow of entrepreneurs through my practice who are coming in with really strong intentions around their health. But what I'm hearing from them is that it's consistently a lack of time that is getting in the way of them being able to execute on the ideas that we are putting down for them to take up. Now, here is the thing about time and energy. I really view them as being two of the same things. You see, the thing about time is most of the time when people think they don't have it, what they're really referring to is a lack of energy. When people don't have enough time, what they really mean is they don't have enough energy. Think about that for a moment. Think about that in the context of your own life. When you didn't have enough time to get everything done during the day, was it because you truly couldn't execute on all of it? Or was it that you weren't focused or efficient in the time that you were leveraging? In my experience in practice and in working with people in a coaching context for a long period of time, the two concepts are typically confused. And what I've noticed is that there's a real difference between health entrepreneurs and typical entrepreneurs, both in terms of how they leverage their time and how they are leveraging their energy. Energy is actually the ultimate currency. It is the secret weapon of time. And if we are going to hack your energy, if we are going to hack your time as an entrepreneur, then it's really super important that we get a handle on both. So what I want to bring to you today is not necessarily a guest onto the podcast. It's actually my own energy hacks for entrepreneurs and leveraging time, because I think that it is about time that we sat down, good pun there, Megan, it's about time that we sat down and actually discuss some of these foundational pieces that we all need to have in place in order to be more effective with our energy reserves. Because ultimately, that is what's going to distinguish what you can get done in a 24-hour period versus somebody else. Last week, I had the opportunity to travel down to San Diego, and the keynote speaker for our small conference there was Brendon Burchard, and I love this guy. What I love about him is he's got so much incredible information related to high performers. And one of the ideas that he opened with for us were some of the simple things that we could be doing in our own life and a review of some of the literature that they have been able to collect at his High Performance Academy. One of the pieces that he looked at and shared with us was that those people who get up early in the morning and check their email are 30% less productive over the course of the week. This is a perfect example and way of opening up this idea as we start to explore some of the changes that you can make. How many of you are waking up first thing in the morning and checking your inbox? There's nothing worse than opening up a list of other people's agenda items, and then we switch over to social media where we spend the next 15 minutes of our day comparing ourselves to other people. Removing these two things from the front of the day are two examples of the types of things that we can do to not only hack your mindset, but your physiology as well. It's impossible to jump into your inbox or check your social media without having a biochemical cascade erupt within you. If we're going to control these things and we're going to control the mindset that enable you to execute the way you need to put your ideas or your product or your solution out into the world, then it has to start in the morning. So starting by the removal of social media and the removal of email, at least within the first 30 minutes of your day, is one of the first things that we're going to look at as we start to not only hack the energy, but the mindset systems of entrepreneurs. Now, reaching for email in the morning when we are tired and groggy is one of those default things that we get into the habit of doing. And once we are able to set that habit aside and replace it with something new, this is really an opportunity for us to get into a routine in the morning so that we can start our day off right. Now, we hear a lot about morning routines for entrepreneurs, and I'm not necessarily a fan of initiating a morning routine until we actually get our evening routine down pat. So in looking at this and in looking at the solution, the first energy hack that I want to discuss with entrepreneurs is certainly one to remove the first thing we look at during the day. It's reworking and reevaluating how we engage with our smartphones and our technology with respect to our days. But the second piece I want to look at when we're looking at energy hacks for entrepreneurs is sleep itself. Now, sleep is one of those fundamental biological entities that we should be able to do. Like libido and bowel movements, people who can't sleep well, I see these as one of the fundamental vitality criteria that we need to make sure that we have in check. Now, sleeping well is not something that is necessarily intuitive to all of us because our life experiences are no longer intuitive to us. We have so much pressure coming at us day in and day out that the way we have historically evolved to interact with our environment have absolutely changed. Our to-do list, our technology, the light beaming into the back of our retina, we have never experienced this kind of pressure and stimulation before. And so our ability to tap into our innate or native capacities to sleep have also changed. To be able to sleep well, we need to step back from this busyness of regular life and really start to hack our way into the traditional ways of engaging in our environment. There's two things that I typically recommend for my entrepreneurial patients, and that is building out an evening, and then once we've mastered that, a morning routine around sleep. The body craves routine. It craves an opportunity to be consistent and to ebb and flow with our natural environment. In an ideal world, we would go to sleep when the sun goes down and we would wake up when the sun comes up, but that isn't necessarily how we are able to do it. So if we're not able to necessarily cycle our sleep with daylight, then in the very least, we need to cycle our sleep with an element of routine. So one of the first things I recommend my entrepreneurs do is create a consistent routine before they go to bed. And this doesn't have to be an hour-long ritual with journals and candles and gratitude and lights. It can really start with something super simple. Make yourself a cup of tea, brush your teeth, maybe spend 2 or 3 minutes in a state of gratitude, maybe grab this really neat device we have on paper called a book, and hop into bed. But if you need to, write out those 4 steps and start by being absolutely consistent in how you put that sleep routine together. Especially if you are an entrepreneur who travels, this is particularly important because although you may be in a new time zone, being able to slip back into that consistent routine will really start to trigger a sense of anticipation within your nervous system. It'll pull you out of that sympathetic state. It'll push you into that parasympathetic rest and digest autonomic state that is going to help you start to calm down. It's going to help you start to turn off your head. But the routine piece is absolutely critical for this. Once you have a critical routine that you do before bed, it should go without saying, but I certainly need to mention it. It's important that you actually go to bed every night at the same time. You're going to be able to increase your energy across the board if you can find a consistent time to go to bed. Same if you are traveling, and it's going to be anything longer than 24 hours outside of your time zone, switch to your new time zone, but again, get really consistent as quickly as you can about going to sleep at the same time. Conversely, this is going to work for the morning. You really want to look at setting your alarm and getting into the routine of getting up at the same time, and then starting your routine and your day the same way every day. So if it means getting up and hydrating sufficiently, brushing your teeth, spending a few moments to set your mindset and your intention about where you want to go, these sorts of things help to support not only the autonomic nervous system, but also your adrenal glands, those little organs that sit on top of your kidneys and help to modulate your cortisol levels. The tighter you can be in terms of establishing a sense of routine throughout the course of the day, the easier it is going to be for those adrenal glands to help to manage and create consistent flows of cortisol. And a little bit of cortisol is actually really important, especially in the morning, but you're going to be able to optimize these things when you are consistent. Again, this doesn't have to be an hour-long routine that you do every morning. You don't have to get up at 4 a.m. and go to the gym and hyperhydrate and do all of these laundry list of things that we hear about entrepreneurs doing in the online space. It just simply means that you need to start by being consistent. Now, I know some of you are probably listening to this and you're going, oh, that's fantastic that I go to bed at the same time every night and I get up at the same time every morning. But what if I actually don't sleep at night? And I feel like this warrants an entirely different podcast all to itself. But there's a few key things that I want to go through in terms of sleep that I feel like a lot of people are missing. The first is, absolutely, if you're having trouble turning off your head, there's some key things that I want you to make sure that you are considering. One, we know the studies are unequivocal that finding some sort of meditative or mindfulness practice will absolutely assist in terms of turning off your mind. But meditation is like a marathon. You can't just jump into it and expect to be able to do it right. There's all sorts of neat tools. We had Ariel Garten from Muse on a few weeks ago on the podcast. She talked about her technology, the Muse headband, to help with meditation. Sometimes it's as simple as taking 5 minutes and just being grateful and connecting to your breath. But some element of mindfulness or meditation is absolutely been shown consistently to assist with sleep. Easier than that for some people is to include exercise. Again, the evidence related to the inclusion of exercise and its ability to assist with sleep is actually quite profound. For people who have trouble turning their mind off at night, usually moving exercise to earlier in the day has been shown to be helpful, but generally increasing exercise across the board has been shown to be more important than not exercising when it comes to having effective sleep. Blue light, that light that you get from your computer or from your smartphone. So many people are, again, in the habit of lying in bed and turning on their phone and flipping through Instagram and checking out what all their friends are about. Not only is this going to increase stress at night, but that blue light penetrates the retina at the back of the eye and it decreases your ability to produce melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone we produce naturally. It gets pulsed through your body, into your brain throughout the course of the night, but it gets interrupted by light. So whether it's the blue light from your screens, looking at your computer in the evening, looking at your TV, or getting up at night and flipping on the light, all of these things are going to interfere with the production of melatonin. Be aware of that. If sleep is a challenge for you, you're going to want to look at some kind of app to decrease the blue light on your computer or your phone, or you're going to want to look at some blue blocking glasses. And we've got some really cool options for those down in the resource section at the bottom in the show notes of this podcast. Avoiding blue light, exercise, meditation, all super important. Few other little things that I just wanted to point out for you. One is blood sugar. So if you're one of those people who does really well and then you're waking up around 3 o'clock in the morning and you're feeling a little bit restless, one thing I just want you to consider is maybe you're having challenges with respect to blood sugar. It's not uncommon for people's blood sugars to drop in the middle of the night and it creates a sense of stress or panic within the body. So one of the things that we will evaluate for in our office is to see whether or not blood sugar may be one of the things that's interfering with your capacity for good sleep. So I wanted to flag that so that you are aware of it and you could follow up with your naturopathic doctor or other healthcare provider to see whether or not this is potentially an issue for you. And lastly, although we can go into a ton of elements with sleep, I also want to make sure that as you're building out your sleep routine in the evening and again in the morning, but setting up a perfect environment for sleep, that you have your temperature set. 68 degrees Fahrenheit has been shown to be an optimal temperature to maximize sleep. So it's a really important consideration for you as you are looking at how you set yourself up for success when it comes to rest and restoration. Sleeping time is also something I feel like is important to look at, and that is going to be variable from one person to the next. Interestingly enough, what we see is that people who sleep for 6 hours or less tend to live longer. But we're not sure if that's because they're actually experiencing less sleep or they're so biochemically efficient at restoration in other areas that they're actually able to repair their system in a more efficient manner. Typically speaking, the average person does well from 6.5 to 8 hours sleep at night. And it's something you should value. I know famously in the last week, there's a bit of a Twitter war taking place between Arianna Huffington and Elon Musk. And Arianna wrote a pleading open letter to Elon saying, listen, not only do your shareholders need you, but your family needs you. We need you to go to sleep. And he responded at 2 o'clock in the morning, how difficult it is to run a company and spend time sleeping at the same time. And I am going to have to agree with Arianna on this one. Every piece of evidence suggests that you are more creative, you are more efficient, you are healthier, you are more mindful, you are a stronger leader if you can find a way and take the time to make sure you sleep. This is not the thing to let go of as an entrepreneur. So we've looked at our mindset. We've looked at leveraging our devices in the morning. We've looked at being consistent and creative and maximizing the amount of sleep that we get. Those are two fundamental pieces to looking at energy and productivity for entrepreneurs. The next is hydration. Hydration is something that is super simple. And a lot of times I have people reaching for coffee in the afternoon when what they really need to be reaching for is water. Any of my patients will tell you the one excuse I'm just not okay with in my practice is that if I drink too much water, I'm going to have to pee. That is a great problem to have. Short of being a surgeon, I think we can probably find a solution for you in terms of how you manage that hydration and that flow of water through your system. The general benchmark for hydration is to consume half your weight in ounces. If you're not sure what that is in metric, head on over to Google and it will pump out an exact amount for you. But that's where we want to aim for in terms of the amount of water that you have throughout the course of the day. And while I'm not necessarily a fan of chugging water, I'd rather you get it into you in volume than not consume it. So having water, a water bottle on your desk for the morning, finishing it off before you go for lunch, and then doing the same in the afternoon is a really easy way to remind yourself that you need to get a certain quota of water in throughout the course of your morning and your afternoon. The one caveat to that I will point out is for just about anyone, but in particular people who are dealing with any kind of reflux issues or digestive issues, you want to make sure that you keep your water consumption away from your food consumption. What happens is if we have too much water prior to or during a meal, we dilute that precious stomach acid that we actually need to help us digest food and assimilate those nutrients more efficiently. And basic nutrients and making sure that they're there are the fourth hack that we need to look at when we're looking at optimizing energy for entrepreneurs. So we've got sleep, we've got hydration, we've got the removal of our smart devices. Basic nutrients are something that I focus on with just about all of my patients. There's a few things that we need to make sure are there in adequate amounts. And it's not because it's limited to just these nutrients. It's usually because these nutrients are also markers for families of nutrients that will hang out along with them. So if you are finding that you have been feeling fatigued generally, I have some people describe it where they feel like they literally don't have a hook in their system upon which they can hang energy. Or if you're finding that exercise in particular is an induction of increased fatigue for you, then I want you to really start to think about having yourself checked for anemia. There's a few things that we look for when we're looking for anemia. We're firstly looking at iron stores. Men typically have more iron than women because women are menstruating, but not always. It's something that I find is frequently missed in my male patients is that they're quite deficient in iron and people don't think to look at it. The next is vitamin B12, really critical again for energy pathways, but in particular for the health of your nervous system. So if you are a vegetarian or eat less meat in particular, your ability to have adequate amounts of B12 is going to be challenged. You may do well with a supplement, but it's something that you should check with your practitioner first. Vitamin D. So the interesting thing about vitamin D is everyone's coming in right now saying, oh, I don't supplement, it's summertime. And my next question for them is, well, are you wearing sunscreen? And if you're wearing sunscreen, you're probably blocking the effective conversion of vitamin D in your skin. And depending on your genetic heritage, some of you are going to be more efficient at converting that vitamin D than others. Vitamin D is another important nutrient that we need to look at and we need to have under consideration when we're looking at energy density for entrepreneurs. And lastly, I typically check magnesium, or I ensure that people have adequate magnesium in their diet or in their supplement regime. Magnesium is one of those nutrients that has many processes in the body. Dr. Carolyn Dean was on the podcast a number of weeks ago, and she talked at length about the benefit of magnesium in the body as a detoxification tool in terms of relaxing muscles, in terms of assisting with cardiovascular health. It's really critical to vital functionality, and it's an important nutrient that we need to make sure is there in adequate amounts. Lastly, one item that we certainly need to check off our list clinically and have a look at for people who are managing chronic energy depletion is thyroid and adrenal health. And thyroid is one of those things, again, I feel like we could have a whole separate podcast on how to approach this for entrepreneurs, but thyroid function is something that we should be testing for, and not just the TSH that you're typically going to have tested with your primary care provider, but that full spectrum of thyroid hormones. We also need to make sure that we're not having any kind of autoimmune reaction against the thyroid. Super critical when we're looking at the health of people who have been under stress for long periods of time or who have a family history of autoimmune disorders. On October 26th and 27th, we're doing something really special in Toronto. For those of you who have been hanging out on the Entrepology podcast for a period of time, you know that we are driven by the mission that when people are well, they can change the world. On October 26th and 27th, I'm going to be hosting an event in Toronto called Impact Lives. This event has been designed for clinician entrepreneurs and wellness entrepreneurs in general who want to learn how to amplify their business. We are bringing in keynote speakers from across North America and implementation session leaders to help you not only become more inspired with respect to your business, but to learn new skills that you can start to implement right away. Whether you want to launch your own podcast, write your first book proposal, or create a system for patient acquisition or new clients that takes your business to the whole new level, we have got your back. Impact Lives is a two-day event taking place at the Globe and Mail Center in downtown Toronto in a stunning venue that overlooks the city. It's going to bring together 150 passionate entrepreneurs looking to take the lives of their families, themselves, and the people that they work with to a whole new level. For those of you who have been loyal listeners, I would love to have you there. There is a coupon code that I am releasing just for listeners of the Entrepology podcast. That is Entrepology20. And if you go to impactlivesevent.com, you can use that coupon code to receive 20% off the ticket price for the event happening in October. I cannot wait to see action takers, go-getters, and anthropologists like yourselves there when we gather together for Impact Lives. Okay, so we've looked at a number of the ways that energy can be stolen from us throughout the course of the day. It can start by us looking at social media and engaging in our inbox right out of the bat. We know that that's going to decrease our productivity by almost 30% over the course of the week. We've looked at hydration, basic nutrients that we need to include, how to create a consistent sleep routine. But what about those other things that happen throughout the course of the day? Those of you who've been listening to the podcast for a while know that I am obsessed with the things that happen at multiple times throughout the course of any given 24-hour period. And so we cannot talk about energy without talking about food. And while we could get into how many macros, how much vegetable, how much fruit, how much protein, how much fat you should be consuming to optimize your energy, the reality is this is different for everyone. But what I can talk about is one of those factors that I think is frequently overlooked for entrepreneurs and busy people in general, and that is the management of our blood sugar. Low blood sugar or reactive blood sugar is one of the biggest energy stealers throughout the course of the day. And one of the best ways to be able to maintain energy levels and maintain focus is actually to ensure that our blood sugar levels are steady throughout the morning and into the afternoon. Here's a routine that I hear so many entrepreneurs talking about. They get up in the morning, they don't necessarily love to eat breakfast, they run out the door, they're stressed, they drink coffee, they get to work, they're still not hungry, they get to noon and all of a sudden they are famished. Their blood sugar has dropped. And so what do? Reactively, they have a bowl of pasta or they have carbs or they have something that is quote unquote filling. And while they feel amazing just as they come out of that meal, by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're hitting another nosedive. They're tired. And there's two things that people are frequently reaching for when they are tired at 2 o'clock and still know that they have things to accomplish. It's caffeine and sugar, both of which will cause an immediate spike and then rapid decline in blood sugar. And so what should be a really long, steady increase and then drop in blood sugar over the course of the morning and again in the afternoon are these rapid, jagged, mountain-like peaks and valleys of blood sugar, which makes you reactive and feel immediately hungry. It's also one of the biggest interrupters of focus and creativity for entrepreneurs and go-getters as they move throughout the course of the day. I am not going to sit here and tell you that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but I am going to tell you that the management of your blood sugar is one of the most critical physiological functions that you can manage as someone who needs to get constant output into the world. If you can maintain blood sugar without having breakfast, good for you. But if you're feeling like you're having this energy crash halfway through the morning, or more specifically in the afternoon, then managing your blood sugar is something that we need to look at. So hack number 6 with respect to energy hacks for entrepreneurs is the management of blood sugar. And where I usually ask most people to start in terms of managing this is that for each meal throughout the course of the day, and I'm going to let you prescribe for yourself how frequently you should be eating and when you should be doing that, I want you to focus on eating a meal that has a foundation of color, and built upon that is protein. A perfect example for that would be a colorful salad at lunch. The more color, the more points, and then you place a protein on top. Protein, color, and then healthy fats are excellent ways to be able to maintain your blood sugar over the course of the day. If having an energy lull in the afternoon is something that you suffer from, it is not a caffeine deficiency that's hitting you at 2 o'clock. In fact, what's likely happening is that your blood sugar is decreasing in response to your lunch. High carbohydrate lunches are almost a guarantee that you're going to have a blood sugar drop later in the afternoon. Replace your lunch with lots of color, high protein, and consider an energy hack that I use a lot with my patients, which is something like beef jerky, or if you are a vegan or vegetarian, you can do some nuts in the afternoon, but aim for fat and protein as your snack, not sugar, not caffeine. Now, speaking of sugar, I want to talk about this and call this out explicitly as an energy hack. Too many people are reaching for refined sugar as a source of energy, whether it is honey, agave syrup, or some other natural form of sweetener. Sugar, in this case, is sugar. When you are feeling hungry, when you feel like your brain needs energy, although glucose is an important sugar source for your brain, I want you to again think about protein and fat. And that's where beef jerky, it really is. I feel like it is the best snack for women in particular in the afternoon. When you've got some adrenal fatigue, your body does really well with a healthy source of saturated fats. And I'll often say to people, I'm not talking about truck stop beef jerky here. I'm talking about high quality grass-fed beef jerky or turkey jerky that is organic, that is free of glyphosate and other such chemicals. And you can look on the back of a beef jerky package. You can find an independent producer who's making a really clean source, but it is an excellent snack to try in the afternoon. If you have tried it and you've seen really good results, or if you haven't, share with us on our Facebook page, The Anthropology Podcast, how you feel about having beef jerky in the afternoon. Okay, a few more key things that I want you guys to consider. If coffee is your go-to, if this is your tool to maintain energy and focus, it's fine in small amounts, but making this the primary source of fuel as you move through your day to keep yourself focused should definitely be a red flag. Coffee is okay in moderate consumption, but really no one does well when we start to get above 200 milligrams of caffeine a day. That would be the size of or amount of caffeine that we would probably get in a grande Starbucks coffee, for example. If you are having coffee as a way to keep you going throughout the course of the day, I want you to consider a really simple switch. Let's look at switching you to an yerba mate, a green tea, a matcha, or even one of those coffees with a little bit of mushroom in it. Four Sigmatic is a great example of a coffee mushroom, a mushroom coffee, for example, that is really good at helping to preserve those adrenal glands. A little bit of reishi mushroom in there with your coffee is an excellent way of curtailing the jitteriness that often accompanies caffeine, and it's a really easy energy hack and an excellent way to start to transition off a dependence on coffee. Finally, when we're talking about energy hacks for entrepreneurs, this is the one that I feel like takes the biggest amount of risk and trust for entrepreneurs to try. But for those of you who have done it, you know that the benefits far exceed what you were scared was going to happen. And that is to take a little bit of free time. It's so easy when we get busy as an entrepreneur, when we are go, 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 feeling like we have to do it all, to set aside some time to rest, relax, and recharge. I remember when I was writing my board exams a long time ago, I felt like I could never step away from studying. I felt like I had so much material I had to get through. And every day I would force myself to step out, to go and exercise, and to take some time away. And the problem was never as big, and the amount of data was never as insurmountable as it felt before I took that time off. Now, as an entrepreneur and someone who's been in business for a longer period of time, I'm starting to realize that people don't pay me for my time. They pay me for the results that I'm able to help them with. And I am only truly able to help them with results when I take the time to regenerate and recharge myself. The most creative space I ever find myself in, the best ideas I have ever come up with in my business have happened in the gym or while I'm out on a run or occasionally while I'm on vacation. But I cannot be creative in my business for myself or for my clients if I don't take time to recharge. I think we are entering into an era where it's no longer a sign of status that we are working all the time, but rather it is a sign of status and intelligence that we can actually note the benefit of stepping back, taking time to relax, and realizing that we are human beings, not human doings. There are so many different things that we can do as entrepreneurs. There are so many different hacks that we can start to engage in to be able to maximize and maintain our energy. But what I'm most interested in are in the habits that actually assist us in bringing a better version of ourselves to the table. I'm sure you guys all have really cool ideas in terms of maintaining your energy levels, both in your business and in your personal life. And I would love to hear about those. If you could share those on our Facebook page, the Anthropology Podcast, I'd love to hear more about what it is that you're up to. And check out our show notes below. Our show notes have a complete listing variety of resources that we talked about in this podcast. I wish you well. I can't wait to hear your amazing hacks. And I can't wait to talk to you again next week about amplifying your business and your badass self. I'm Dr. Megan Walker. Have an amazing week.
If you enjoyed our conversation and would like to hear more, head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and subscribe to the Anthropology Podcast. We would also really appreciate a quick review. When people have their health, they can change the world. Let us keep you healthy and you go change the world.